Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 5th, 2014. This is Saturday in the fourth week of Lent. A few days back, we had quite the discussion around the word believe. In particular, I noted the difference between how we understand that word in the 21st century and the way a first century person would have understood what it means to believe. For us, belief is about an intellectual exercise. We assimilate certain facts, we think about their veracity or falsehood, and then we make a mental check mark. Yeah, I believe that to be true. It's all in our head, this belief. For a first century person, belief was a whole body exercise. To say one believed was to say, I put my whole trust, body, soul, spirit, everything in me, I put into this belief. We have a great story about belief today from the Daily Office, the latter part of the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus, Peter, James, and John are coming down from the mountain of transfiguration. Jesus has just told his three friends who've seen this great visual miracle. He's just told them, don't tell anyone. And as they get to the base of the mountain, they are confronted with a great crowd. There's a whole lot of confusion going on. People are arguing. Jesus asks, what are you arguing about? One thing leads to another, and Jesus is confronted by a dad with his young son. The dad says, my son has a demon. Now, we might have a lot of sort of reaction to that sort of description. And plenty of Bible scholars have tried to figure out what the boy's problem was. Some have said that perhaps he was an epileptic or he was having some sort of seizure. Everybody's tried to figure out what natural phenomenon it was, because to say that the boy had a demon is just a little outside of our comfort zone. At any rate, here's what was happening to the child. He would literally become rigid. He would be out of muscular control. He would fling himself into water or into fire, and understandably, his dad was distressed for his son. His dad wanted his son to be better. And so, in some degree of desperation, he brings the son to Jesus' disciples to cure him of his ailment, and his disciples can't do it. And so, at the end of describing the story and what had been going on for years with him and his sick son, the dad says to Jesus, if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us. And Jesus says, if I can, all things are possible to him who believes, to the one who has trust. And the man says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I trust you and help me when I can't. Lord, I want to put my whole faith in you, but help me when I fall short. And Jesus responds by healing the man's son. The man did not need 100% perfect, complete trust. He needed enough. And Jesus made up the difference. Lord, I trust you. Help me when I don't trust you. Lord, I trust you. Help me when I won't trust you. Lord, I trust you. Help me when I can't trust you. I like to think that Jesus makes up the difference in our feeble faith. I don't know a single person who claims to be a follower of Jesus who doesn't want to believe, who doesn't want to have trust, who doesn't want to put their faith in following God. But it's so hard, isn't it? It's so easy to not believe. So many obstacles can come up in our life. So many disappointments. So many failures. So many things can go awry. And our faith is challenged. As we head into these last couple of weeks of Lent, one more week of Lent and then Holy Week, I think it's a good time for us to reflect upon the state of our faith, the state of our trust, and to acknowledge that we don't have to be perfect at it. Indeed, most of us aren't. Plenty of us can't. Some of us won't. We don't have to be. If this story about a man who is seeking help for his son is any indication, what we need more than perfect faith is perfect honesty. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Let us pray. Mercifully hear our prayers, O Lord, and spare all those who confess their sins to you, that those whose consciences are accused by sin, by your merciful pardon, may be absolved. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.